Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, ooh, you put this love in my heart. You put this love in my heart. You put this love in my heart. Ooh, ooh, you put this love in my heart. You put this love in my heart. You put this love in my heart.
I find it hard to believe someone like you came to me.
You put this love in my heart.
You put this love in my heart, yeah. I tried but could not refuse. You gave me no time to choose.
You put this love in my heart.
You put this love in my heart, oh yeah. I wanna know where that feeling goes when I'm depressed and I get down so low.
And then I say to you, come and tell me.
And it's alright.
You put this love in my heart.
You put this love in my heart, yeah.
There are some times when I doubt, but you always find me out.
You put this love in my heart.
You put this love in my heart, oh yeah. Cause when I see all that you've done for me, it's hard to doubt, I just have to believe.
Wow, today we have our awesome musical psychic Pamela. She is not only a musical psychic, she does love and relationships, she does finances and career, she talks to your angels and they rat you out, and it's all good. We have a lot of stuff going, and a lot of stuff going on, a lot of new stuff going to be happening coming up in February. And let's see, I'm trying to finish out January here. I know the most positive thing for the end of January is the fact that tomorrow is the last day of this Jupiter retrograde, and I think everybody is about tired of it. It feels like it's been like one step forward and two steps backwards for a lot of us financially, and Jupiter is that big planet of our blessings and financial things and all the good things that come to us. So it's like if your life has seemed like, gee, it's going backwards, it's not getting better, it's like, well, maybe it's because Jupiter's been in retrograde, and after tomorrow, starting January 31st, it's like it's going to be going forward again. So hopefully 2013 will look a little more hopefully too. Let's see, and for shows coming up here. On Mondays, Jethro started a new segment with Janine. I'm not going to try the last two names because I know I'll mess it up, but she's really cool. She's from England. She is a healer, and she does this, I think it's called Diamond Key Healing, and the key is spelled K-I. So, and I believe if you Google that, it's Diamond Key Healing, something like that. There's a .com or something after it, but anyway, she does. So a lot of very interesting things, and of course that shows the archive, so feel free to go back and listen to that one. It was pretty neat. And let's see, Amy had a guest on last night, over on the Spiritual Learning Connection. And I'm trying to, I'm blanking out here. I don't remember the name of her guest. I know Jessica listened to it. He said it was a really good show. Let's see, Wednesday tomorrow we have Celeste, although I think Celeste has something occurred, and I believe Jessica is actually going to be hosting tomorrow in Celeste's segment. But we've got these five guys. The first one is Matthew, and they're like monks from a specific like a religious order or something or other, and coming on, and they've each got a topic, so they're going to be doing some topic talk tomorrow on Psychics Gone Wild. And then also Jethro is doing his angel class again tomorrow on Wednesday. Thursday, we have Psychics Gone Wild is got Jethro and Dina on. And then Thursday, I think I'm on Learning Connection with more of the prophecies, predictions, and all that good kind of stuff, going through the Greg Braden stuff. Fridays, I'm pretty sure Fridays and Saturdays are Jethro is hosting. And I'm thinking Amy is on one of those days, and I'm not sure who the other guests are. So anyway, we've got a full week where we're here, and it's like, just remember us at 773-897-6461 for Psychics Gone Wild. And on the Spiritual Learning Connection is 714-333-3354. And, of course, tonight, Pamela is on with us on Tuesdays, and she's going to be on, tonight with us. There we go. At 8 o'clock, and I will finally let Pamela talk here, and I'm going to let you finish out who your guest is tonight, because you've had some really amazing guests.
Yeah, I got some neat people coming up. Let me just get a sip of water. My throat's a little funky today. The weather's been up and down, maybe because Jupiter's going out. But tonight at 8 o'clock, I have a really good guest. It's Dan Rooney and his daughter, Sierra. She's 12 years old. He has the business Growing Biz Kids, and it's basically teaching your kids good financial sense, but it's also, you know, we're all inner child, so it's teaching us good financial sense. And he uses such people as Wayne Dyer, you know, the positive thinking, and then just a lot of good practical sense. I'm not going to be taking any callers because obviously it's going to be a really big, important topic. And I know a lot of people call in constantly about finances. Oh, and I hear back. I'm not sure if it's my phone. And the following week, I'm going to have Diane Garris, and we're also going to be talking about finances. I have two other announcements. The other one is I am part of a book launch. It's Tris Lesage, and she has a new book. And if you go on to her website, it's Trish, and it's, you can Google, actually, it's Trish, and it's L-E, capital S-A-G-E, or you can actually go on my Twitter page, Rev Pamela, or even I put it on Psychics Gone Wild Facebook page. We are giving away about $100 worth of free gifts. There are seven authors that are giving, we're each giving something. I have a meditation. So I would definitely go and check that out. It's for a limited time only, okay? So, and you can also go on my website, PamelaCummins.com, and if you scroll down to the bottom, just click on my Facebook page or my Twitter page, and again, you will find that information there. I'm sorry, her website is a very long website, so it's easier just to Google, you know, Trish Lesage, or, you know, do those other things. The third and final thing is, you know, I always have specials. I always have $10 off on your first half-hour reading. I have another special that will last until next Monday, where it's three email questions for $25. It's usually two for $25. And just so you know, you're not going to say, will I meet someone, and I'll put yes. It's, you know, at least a paragraph. It is in detail. Well, I think sometimes people think that. So I just want to get it clear. And my brother-in-law, well, he calls readings psychotic readings, you know, that gives you, yeah, that gives, God bless him. He's been married to my sister for like 30 years or whatever, forever. But, you know, I pick up on the energy, just like, you know, psychics can do it over the radio, over the phone. We can also do it. The information that's going to come is going to come. Just like, you know, what happens in one planet of the earth, you can feel over here. Right. You know, it's all energy. So
exactly. There we go. And spirit, definitely. Okay, and then what time was the show? It's like, are they doing the giveaway during the show, or are they doing that?
No. It's on a website. It's on a website.
Oh, okay.
You go to her book launch page, or again, you can go to like Rev Pamela on Twitter.
Okay.
You don't need a Twitter account. Click on the link. It's on her page. Scroll down. There's links where you can go to, again, 7 different authors. You know.
Cool.
Yeah, so there's a lot, and it's worth over $100. So I know my meditation is like 26 minutes. It's unblocking your blocks to love, okay? And even even if you're in a relationship, come on, we always have blocks we need to work through. We like to say, I don't have any blocks, but if you're alive on this planet, you got stuff to work on. And I mean that lovingly. I don't mean that sarcastic, you know? It's true, you know? Like, come on, my cat Merlin could work. Yeah. Even animals, you know? We all have stuff.
Yeah, very true. And I'll have my joke. It's like, until you can walk on water and feed 5,000 people with, 2 fishes and a couple loaves of bread, it's like, I think we got issues we need to work on.
Exactly.
All righty. Well, we got a few people here for you in the queue today, waiting patiently. And our first caller is area code 831. 831, you are on with us.
Hi, ladies. My name is Lisa, and I'm calling from Monterey, California.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. I'm interested in knowing the job front for myself. I am so looking forward to helping others.
Okay. You know what? In the job front, are you working right now? A little bit more time or something?
I cater. Specialty is Italian pastries and quiches.
Okay, because I'm feeling is confusion there. Okay, that's what I'm getting. Okay, I'm hearing own business. This is your own business?
Yes, it is.
Okay, all right.
Because
what I'm getting is like I feel like somebody wanting to come in and kind of take over. All right. And I'm not sure. All right, and I'm getting no manipulation, no. And they're so cute. I'm hearing Frank Sinatra's song. It's an oldie, but it represents my brother-in-law, and that is the truth, and it's also funny. But I did it my way. That's what you need to do. You need to do it your way. You have the right ideas. And I'm hearing somebody else's name, and I won't say it out loud, but it's somebody who likes to kind of tell me what to do with my business, okay? And you need to do it your way. It will grow, okay? And they're saying the thing, like what Kelly just said about Jupiter, you know, that's going to free up some. I'm hearing the song Money, Money, Money. I'm seeing people drop change in your hands, and now I'm seeing dollar bills, okay? Don't give up on it. It will grow and expand. And I'm getting that it will happen quickly. And I know this is a long way off, but I feel like next June, you're going to be like, oh, my God, I can't even breathe, okay? Because it's like going, you know. So, okay, and I'm seeing ebbs and flows, feasts and famines, which, you know, happens in all business, okay?
Right.
So don't worry. It is going to come back up, okay? Your mother means well, okay? I'm getting she has a good heart. Yes, she can drive you crazy, all right? But again, do it your way, okay? And I am getting that there's hope. Trust in the angels, okay? And I know it's not easy because, you know, I'm human too, okay? I know, the fear, but don't live in the fear, okay?
I'm really working on that, and I just finished my nursing license, so I was actually thinking more along the healthcare healing part, which, you know, I cook with love, but I wanted to get another perspective on that.
That could be something part-time, but honestly, I'm just feeling like, the catering is more you, okay? I don't know how else to say it, you know?
No, it's my Nani's recipes, my Nona's recipes, and I was the only one out of her grandchildren to get her recipes, and now I'm using them to support myself, so
yeah,
I feel very blessed.
Yeah, and I'm just, you know, again, the nursing is something you could do part-time for extra money, but I'm just feeling more the energy, quite honestly, in the catering. Okay, and the running around that I'm seeing in June is not in a hospital. It's like in a food setting. Because I saw a kitchen. I saw my sister's pizzeria, bits and pieces of that. But you know that's my symbolism.
I'm Italian, so.
Okay, all right. Yeah, and it's funny because my brother-in-law is Italian. We're not, but you know, but that they use my family. You know, things that I'm familiar in my mind. At times, I'll see that. You know, I grew up a lot around Italians, so sometimes if I see an ethnic group, it might be Italians because I understand, but it could be symbolic for others. So, yeah,
right.
definitely the food, okay?
The food.
Yeah.
Food, coming to the heart. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Wow.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling.
All righty. Oh. Gala here, and I'm just going to mention real quick, you've got a fan, Rob Westergaard, in chat that says, howdy, Pamela.
Tell him I said hi. I think, I'm pretty sure he's on my Facebook, you know?
Yeah, he said he's on Facebook, yep.
Yeah. It's funny because I have some people who want to friend me, and I'm like, who are they, you know? And I'm like,
got to see a photo.
Yeah,
exactly.
But no, I knew who he was from, I think that's Psychic's Gone Wild. So, hello.
Yeah, he's in the Carolinas. Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. And our next person here is area code 646.
Good day, ladies. How are you today?
Good, good. And who's calling, please?
This is Tony calling from Brooklyn, and my question was about career as well.
Okay. It's really cool because I pulled a card, and I heard a really old song, We Can Make It Happen, okay? And as I flip the card over, it's the success card. And I'm getting to explain it to you because I think it's important. It's a picture of a race, and there's these two ladies in wheelchairs, okay? And, you know, they're coming to the finish line, and one wins, okay? So that's so funny. My guides are saying, even though at times you feel handicapped, you will succeed. And now I'm hearing the Grateful Dead saying, I will survive, okay? It's the day today, you know. Don't give up on the dream. Keep moving forward. I'm just feeling offers, some gigs, and I'm also getting offers. And they're saying short recordings, whatever that means, okay?
Okay.
So, yeah, so keep going. You know, here's a message again that I got for the last caller. Don't live in the fear, okay? It's really important not to go there. And, you know, I'm self-employed, so I understand how that feels. But I can tell you from experience, when I go into the fear, okay, things get worse. When I give it to God and I have the faith, and sometimes I'm like, there's nothing I can do. I'm going for a walk or I'm going to watch a movie, you know. That's when like, the phone calls will come or whatever, because basically letting go. Okay, so that's what they're saying, to let go. And they're also saying, this is so funny, it would be good for you to listen to the show tonight, okay, because Dan does talk about manifesting, you know, your dreams, you know, for business.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I hope that helps, Tony.
Yes, it is. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. Awesome, blossom. I can say I'm hoping another one of these, you know, as soon as Jupiter turns around and starts going forward, it's like I'm hoping that there's going to be a lot more positive finances happening for people. So we probably won't be hearing as much of those. But the really interesting part is Venus is going to go into retrograde in February. Thank God, after Valentine's Day. So
I was gonna
I'm sure we're going to. I know. I looked at that and I went, oh no, man.
That's okay. Love and relationships. I'm a Libra. I've always been into relationships. That's funny. I just need to say, it was so refreshing hearing Tony, the Brooklyn accent. And it's so funny. When I lived in Jersey, I really never noticed the different accents up north. And now that I'm down south, I can really hear the differences. It's funny, you know?
Yeah.
It's really.
And you're not immersed in it all the time. Yep.
Exactly.
Makes sense. All righty. Our next person here coming up is area code 617. 617. Oh, as soon as we quit spinning around. Okay, we got you on. There you are. 617, you're on.
Hello?
Hello.
There we go. How you doing?
Good, good. I think this is Catherine, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And it's funny because I heard the OJ's song Money, 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 okay? So I pulled a card, and I'm getting to describe it to you. It's this woman sitting on an elephant giving birth. Seriously, she's actually pulling it out, okay, the baby out of herself. So to me, that means some rebirths are coming. You just need to open up to it. But I just realized, what is your question? Do you have a question?
You got me confused now. You see me having a baby?
No. A rebirth, okay? A rebirth, even though she's having a baby, a rebirth does not, or giving a birth, okay, could be like a rebirth. And it's funny, I keep on using the term rebirth, not even realizing it. But a birth symbolizes, you know, something new. And that can be a job, it could be a way of life, a new home, or it could be a child. Okay?
Because that was my question was. I was wondering, because the guy I'm dating now, being with, I was wondering, because I want to have a child with him, but he got his family, and he got 7 sisters, and they don't like me. I don't understand why his sisters don't like me. I don't even know them like that.
I know. I'm getting jealousy, overprotection, family squabbles, their stuff, okay? All right, I'm hearing the song, If You Like It, Put a Ring on It, okay? So what that means to me is, if you're going to have this man's child, be married to him. All right, you need that legal commitment. That's what I'm getting. Yeah, and again, I keep on, now I'm hearing the part of the song where it goes, you know, I forget who sings it, but, you know, that's what they're singing. And it's funny because Birdie Bird just chirped to that, you know. So, yeah, I would get, you need some legal commitment. That's what I'm getting, okay? I am getting that he does love you. I do feel like his, you know, it's like they're all his mothers is what I'm getting.
Okay. Yeah, he is the baby brother too.
Oh, okay. Well, that would make a lot of sense. Yeah. Again, you know, I'm just getting marriage commitment. I'm seeing a bunch of like real fast, like a bunch of like wedding photos and stuff. That's what you really need, you know. And you know, obviously, just don't jump into marriage. You need to make sure this is right before you go for it.
Right.
Okay.
Do you see us having a child together and being happy finally to find his sisters?
You know what? I don't know how else to say it. The sisters will always be the sisters. They will mellow out in time, but quite honestly, they feel intrusive, and you would have to put a lot of boundaries there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I'm getting it's not you. It's with all women, okay? It's just the way they are.
And I ain't got to worry about him cheating on me or nothing, right? Because I know he got this little girl keep calling him like 2, 3 in the morning. I don't understand why she keeps calling him.
I'm getting because she wants him, okay? But, again, I just feel like there's a lot of work you need to do before the commitment, okay? So the rebirth feels like it's within you, the birth. Okay? So.
Okay.
Okay, so I hope that helps.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's less than how it goes. Okay. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Catherine. All right.
Bye.
Awesome, Blossom. Oh, and Rob had put in there whatever song it was. He says Beyonce,
yeah. Birdie Bird likes that song.
That's good.
He does.
Oh, we got a couple more here. We've got area code 661. 661, you are on with us.
Hi.
And who's calling, please?
This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa, and how can I help you?
Hi, I'm just looking for some insight into my relationship with M.
M, okay. I'm hearing back off. I'm not really sure. Is that you need to back off, or is he backing off?
He's kind of backing off, I think.
Okay. All right. I'm hearing give it a moon, okay? And what they mean by moon is like a month, okay? Because, you know, moon cycles are usually 28 days a month or whatever, okay? And I am getting to stay with him, okay? I feel like there's loyalty there. But I'm also getting, you know, I'm hearing Jimi Hendrix sing Freedom. I feel like he needs, like, freedom at time, okay? And I'm not saying that you're clingy or anything. I do feel like he's kind of like a free spirit. So, you know, it's really, I'm hearing it takes two, me and you. But I'm also seeing, like, a separation, okay? So go and do your thing. Come back. Go and, if, I guess the only, I'm just going to say it because it's not coming out right. Don't be clingy, okay?
Okay.
Don't be clingy. You need to be an independent person. If you're an independent person and you do your own thing and you don't, you know, need to know where he is, you know, some women do that, okay? If you do that, he's going to just completely back off. If you go, do your own thing, have fun with your own life, work on what you need to work on, he's going to stick around.
Okay?
That's what I'm getting. Because you're like me, you know, you're very loyal and stuff, okay?
Yeah.
And very loyal, all right? And I'm not saying that he's out there with all kinds of women because I don't feel that. I just feel like he's kind of like a hermit, a loner, all right? So he needs that alone time to rejuvenate and come back, okay? And I'm getting he is definitely questioning his life, okay? So they're saying focus on you. I get that. There was this one time for like a year, that's all I said to my clients. It felt like, focus on you, focus on you, the majority of them. So they are saying to focus on you, and, you know, he'll just come back around. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So
great.
I hope.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. And like I said, everybody, is make sure that you guys call back in. And one thing I did forget to announce today, because we're getting here towards the middle of stuff, is make sure you guys go in and check in at www.psychicsgonewild.com, see what's going on there. And Pamela, I'm actually going to have you make the announcement again with the finances stuff, what's coming up with your show, and with that other...
Sure.
Who to Google, because we've gotten some new people here, so it's
okay.
Let's do that again.
All right, tonight's going to be a really good show, and we've already had some callers asking about, you know, business and finance and stuff. Dan Rooney's going to be on, and he has the business Growing Biz Kids, okay, where he helps children with finances. But, you know, we're all little children, so it's going to help us. And also the importance of, you know, doing your passion, you know, maybe having your own business. He uses some of the Wayne Dyer philosophies. And also, I think it's Napoleon Hill, you know. So, so there's definitely spirituality, but he's also very, also kind of mainstream. You know, he worked in the mainstream world. So there is some, you know, practicality to it, which a lot of us spiritual people quite frankly need. Okay. The other thing is I am part of a book launch. Tris Lesage has a new book out there, and there's seven of us authors who are giving away free gifts that are worth like $100. It's for a limited time offer. Okay. There's a couple ways you can go about it. Go on Psychics Gone Wild Facebook page. I posted it there. If you Google Trish, that's T. Now, how do you spell Trish? My mind. T-R-I-S-H, and then it's capital L-E, capital S-A-G-E. Okay, if you Google her, you'll come to her website. It's like Beyond Three-Dimensional Books. It's something like that, okay? But she also has a Facebook page. Or you can go onto my website, PamelaCummins.com. Scroll down, you'll see my Facebook and my Twitter account. It has it there. Or if you have a Twitter account, just go to Rev Pamela. You know, and you'll see the link there. You know, scroll down, you'll see offers from seven authors. And again, mine is it's a free meditation on blocking the blocks, you know, to your heart to let love come in, you know, because we all have some kind of block if you're a human being. And that's like 26 minutes. So, you know, it's a nice meditation. And it's got beautiful music in the background by my friend John. who's a musician.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so, you know, I would definitely check that out because, again, it's a free value out of $100,
yeah.
You know?
Just go register. All right.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And when is actually the launch? That's what I was going to ask before.
It's today. It's today.
Oh, today.
It's
oh,
today. That's why I am
announcing
it because
it today.
Yeah,
right.
Because
wow, okay.
You know, I'm really not sure how long she's going to, you know, have the webpage up for.
Up. Oh,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, and you know, my link, you know, quite honestly, it's hidden. You know, so it's
right.
Not available to everyone, so you have to go through that way. You know,
right.
And there's some really neat authors on there. I'm like, oh, I need to connect with some of these people. I might have them on the show, you know.
I say, yeah, go register yourself. Exactly.
Exactly. Oh, I did. I already, I got some free gifts. I'm not dumb.
Oh,
know,
nice.
I'm like everybody
right.
else, you know.
I will definitely go do that, too, after we're done here today. Anyway. Oh, we've got a few more callers here. We've got another three people called in, and we've got time to get everybody in here at the moment. So I'm going to start with area code 857. Oops, wait a minute. Come on here. Let's see. Okay, my microphone's having a moment. There we go. 857, you're on.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you now. Okay, yes, okay. Hi.
Hi, who's calling, please?
Betty.
Betty?
Yes.
And how can I help you?
I just want to know about my husband, if he's going to move to Georgia with me.
Is he going to move where with you, please?
To Georgia.
With Georgia. They're so funny. I'm hearing, and I'm of course you're not hearing inside my head. I'm hearing Ray Charles singing "I Got Georgia on My Mind." Okay, so I'm feeling he is really thinking about going. He is stubborn. I'm also getting that he kind of likes to play games. I don't know how else to say it. Like, well, maybe, maybe not. You know, kind of see to get your reaction out of you. Okay, and he does that with everybody. I hope you understand what I mean by that, you know. And I am getting, it's very difficult to get a straight answer from him. But I definitely feel like he's definitely going to go, okay? But,
uh-huh.
You know, but quite honestly, I just don't feel like anything he does it easily, you know. They're saying, like, Frank, my brother-in-law, and it's not that he's a bad man or anything. That's just his nature, okay? That's just who he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay? They are saying he does love you. I feel he has a hard way of expressing it and showing it. And they're saying if you were in his shoes, you'd be the same way, you know, throughout his life, okay? Because I don't feel it's been easy, all right?
Do you see around anybody else?
Excuse me?
He around another woman or anything?
Okay. At the moment, no. I don't know how else to say, but I feel like he has in the past. Okay. But no, I'm not feeling anyone there. Okay. I'm just hearing the song "I Got Georgia on My Mind." Okay. So. Yeah, and
okay.
the other thing I'm thinking of is really think, do you want him to come? That's important.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So mm-hmm. I hope that helps.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
All righty. And let
All
us
right,
know how
bye-bye.
It goes. All right. And we just keep adding more here. So it's like, we got one more in line here. Right now. 617, you are up. Area code 617?
Oh, I was in the chat room listening. I know I came back on.
Oh, okay, all right. Oh, boy, that was my bad. Sorry about that. It's like it shuffled my cue for me. So, okay, let me try this again here. Thank you. All right, let's see. Okay, area code 717. Okay, okay, there we go. Now we got you on 717, you're on with us.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Pamela. This is Corrine in Pennsylvania. How you doing?
Hi, good, good. And how can we help you today?
I was just wondering, I know it's a typical question everybody asks about their love life and finances. However, I am going to ask about my finances.
Okay.
Do you see them getting any better soon?
Okay, and you know, I don't know how else to say it. Sometimes the energy I get around you is very nice. It's very uplifting, and sometimes I'm hearing la 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 la. Okay, and I'm getting. You need to be more grounded. Okay, that's what they're saying. More grounded. I'm actually getting a grounding exercise would be really good for you. The more grounded you are, the more money you're going to make. Okay.
Oh.
That I know that sounds weird. Okay, but that's how I'm. How I'm getting it. I do feel new opportunities coming up. I'm hearing writing. Do you do any kind of writing?
No, I don't, actually.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting writing. Okay. So for all I know, you might be working with writers, or there's some kind of writing involved. Okay. Not really sure what that means, but I'm gonna stick with it. So yes, it will get better. I'm also hearing like a paycheck. So what that means to me is money will become steadier, okay? That's important. So, again, get grounded. And the other thing I'm hearing is believe and you shall receive, okay? They're saying this affirmation. Every day and in every way I am making more and more money. Every day and in every way I'm making more and more money, okay? The other thing I'm getting is that you need to feel worthy of making money. Okay, and having lots of money, all right, because I'm just feeling that there are some blocks, you know, that you grew up with that keep money from flowing in, okay, and I'm going to give you something like a personal story, okay, just to kind of, so you kind of understand what I mean by that. When I look back at my childhood about messages for money, right, the two memories that came up for me is, we can't afford it. Why do you expect want the most expensive clothes or the most expensive things? We can't afford it. And then going on vacation and asking my father, well, how can we, we were at Virginia Beach. How can we spend all this money? We don't have the money. And he's like, oh, what's money if you can't spend it, okay? So I go from, oh, what's money if you can't spend it, to we can't afford it, okay? So I needed to work through those issues. So I feel like there's some kind of issue that you need to work through, okay? And that will help. And that's what they're saying about, you know, become more grounded, okay?
Okay.
So if you become more grounded, you know, find that block, believe and you shall receive, it's going to come flooding in, okay? And again, you know, here we go with the fear, you know, and as Kelly said, I don't know if you heard at the beginning of the show, and I don't know anything about astrology, Jupiter is in retrograde, so it really messed up everybody's finances. Well, we're getting out of it, so that will help. But again, get rid of the fear, okay? Actually, when I said that, I heard the song Walk On By. So walk on by the fear. Walk on by, you know, how am I going to pay this bill? Where's the money going to come? You know, just believe and you shall receive. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I just, and I am hearing it's getting better all the time.
Okay.
Okay?
Very good. Now, do you have any suggestions on grounding exercises? Because most of them that I've run across require visualization, and
okay.
I have difficulty
with
visualization.
Yeah, that's fine. Quite honestly, this is something you can do. Wear black or red socks or shoes. Wear black or red underwear, okay? You can either wear or put it in your pockets. Hematite is very grounding, or black obsidian. And, you know, and eat carrots or potatoes, or even chocolate's supposed to be grounding. But I get a feeling with you, you need to be careful because you could eat a lot of chocolate, okay? That's what I'm picking up, okay? But, yeah, again, potatoes, beets, you know, things that are grown in the ground. So those are some simple things that you can do, you know, because maybe for you, you know, if you can't visualize it, you know, either that or you can feel, or my guide said, go walking, take off your shoes, put, you know, your feet on the ground. That will help ground you.
Okay.
So those simple things.
I've done all those things and it doesn't seem to be working.
You might just have to wear, you know, they're saying earrings. Wear it on your ears. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, you know, this way it's, it will keep you from getting in your head so much.
That's helpful. Now, that one's helpful. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Very much.
All right. You're
okay,
welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I was going to say, you know, and call back. You know, you're welcome to call back to the show. We don't have any limits on times that people can call in. And also, check us out at the Learning Connection, the Spiritual Learning Connection. The number for that show is 714-333-3354, because a lot of times on Wednesdays, Jethro is doing an angel class, and he also does the meditation stuff with that. So it's like that would be, I'm not sure if you really take a lot of, you know, a lot of calls, but it's like sometimes he does take questions. So that would be a really excellent question, you know, to kind of ask him and just say, you know, what can I do in terms of a meditation, you know, to help me ground? Because he has got more meditations for grounding than I think a tree has leaves, okay? So that would be a really, really awesome place to check out and just, you know, kind of ask him that question.
Okay, great. Thank you. What time does he do that on the angel?
Golly. You know, it's, all I know is on Wednesdays, and the time kind of floats a little bit. I want to say it's like in the morning. It's a morning show, I think around maybe like 10 a.m. in the morning, something like that, Eastern time. But call in and see when it's at. And the thing of it is, too, it's like you can always listen to the shows in archives. And sometimes if you contact him through the www.psychicsgonewild.com page, and just ask him that question and ask him to answer that question on the air, he goes through a lot of those emails and stuff and say, you know, he'll say, oh, I've got a question from, and he'll say your first name and a last initial, something like that, or I've gotten questions, plural, you know, because a lot of people have similar questions, and he'll answer that question during that time. So it's like, so you can go back, even if you can't be on with it live, it's like you can go back and listen to it, and he'll answer that one.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Kelly. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you for coming.
Okay.
All righty. Oh, let's see. Man, I'm trying to figure out who else we got going here. I want to say area code 954. Area code 954, you're on with us.
Oh, great. My name is Lucy, and whatever messages you have for me, whether it's relationship, career, money, you let me know.
Okay, well, all right, it has nothing to do with any of those things. My guides were teasing, they were singing the song Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, okay? And then I heard the song, I'm leaving on a jet plane, all right? So are you doing, it feels like travel. Do you plan on any kind of travel? Because that's
No,
what,
but I would love to.
That's what it feels like. It feels like some kind of travel. And I'm feeling, honestly, you know, because travel, symbolically, it could be like traveling on in your life, but I'm feeling it's up in the air, okay? I just feel like it's a learning experience. It's coming, and I don't know. I'm getting wisdom. So either it's through something you do with wisdom or it's to learn wisdom, okay? But it does feel like an opportunity that is coming up. Again, I'm seeing like, you know, the way how tiny the seating is for the airplane and the little tray that comes out. I don't know if you've ever been.
Oh,
on
wow. Is this overseas?
I'm not getting where it is, okay? But
okay.
All they're saying is it's by water. Okay? By water. Okay.
And is it for business?
You know, I'm not getting, I'm just hearing it's going to happen by June. By June is what, I'm not getting how or whatever, okay?
Uh-huh.
And they're not, quite honestly, they're not telling me. Oh, they're so cute. It's a surprise. I feel like, and they're saying invitation only, okay? Invitation only.
Invitation
all right, so,
only.
Yeah, invitation only.
Wow.
Well, that could be work. That could be, you know, somebody's going to take you. You know, hopefully that's it, you know. that's always the nicest, you know. That's, you know.
Oh, it sounds like maybe I'm, it seems like for business, though.
I'm not
invitation only, no?
No,
unless
no,
I'm
no,
going
no.
to heaven.
No, it's definitely not heaven. It's definitely not crossing over to the other side. And quite frankly, they very rarely give me those messages because I really don't want to know, okay? I really don't want to know.
Yeah, I'm just teasing. I'm joking. I know that you can't get the audio different.
Yeah, no, but, you know, invitation only could be like, you know, it could be with family. It could be with friends.
Well, if I say something, will you pick up on it? If I say the arts, will you be able to pick up on something?
Sure.
When you said by Yeah, by invitation only. So that made me think of that.
Okay. You mean by art?
Yeah, in the arts.
Then I'm quite honestly, I'm really not getting it. Okay? They're not, they're only giving me a certain amount of information, you know?
Right.
I'm just getting surprise.
Surprise.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay,
but it,
that sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but I guess I'm open to it.
Yeah, and again, I'm just feeling like travel, okay? All right. And I just pulled two cards, all right? And
oh,
one
great.
Is, okay, and I just want to kind of explain them. One, a woman is like baking bread in an oven, and the other one is the play card, and I love it, okay? It's very plain. So it could be work and play. Okay.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
That sounds wonderful. Great, great. But by June. Oh, I thought it would be this month. I was ready.
Well, hey, you know what? That, you know, timing in spirit is never.
I know. The divine timing. We never know when it is. I am.
Exactly.
I'm just playing with, joking around
with
you. That's all.
Yeah. I wish, you know, if I was good enough where I could say it's going to happen this day at this time and exactly this way. Oh, my God, I wouldn't need to be on the radio.
Sometimes you can. You know that that's a possibility. Sometimes you can't get a month. You know you're giving me in June, right?
No, seriously, I would charge $500 for 15 minutes, and I'd have people lined out the door, you know, around
the
block.
Well, there are people that do that.
Yeah.
You're wonderful. Thank you, and thank you so much. I want to travel. That sounds good to me.
Yeah,
thanks
sounds
for
good
the
to
little
me.
Wisdom.
Okay. Enjoy.
Okay, bye, hon. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Call back in and let us know how the trip went. It's like we'd like to know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I will. June, though. You got to wait till June.
There you go.
Okay. Bye. You too.
I love traveling. Traveling is so much fun, you know?
It is.
I mean, some part of it, sometimes the actual traveling part stinks, but when you're there, oh.
You're having fun doing what you're doing, arriving, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, and our next caller here is the person who said howdy earlier from chat, and he's got a very interesting question for you. So this is Rob at area code 919.
Hey, Pam, how you doing?
Good, good. And, I don't know why I'm hearing pow-wow-wow-wow-wow and, like, Native Americans around you, but what is your question?
So lately, within the last year, 2 years, I've been seeing a lot of different things. I've been seeing a lot of UFOs. I've seen a dark figure in my bedroom that when I stood up out of the bed and completely looked right at it, just disappeared through the wall. I've had multiple sightings of different things. I've woken up with a mark on my right hip as well as my left, and I found out that there's something actually behind my ear at this point that I don't know what it is, and I haven't gone to the doctor or even brought it up to my other half. So I'm just trying to figure out if these things have all happened from my parents, my grandparents, if this has all happened with them. I just don't know. I tried to talk to my sisters about it, and they pretty much put up kind of a brick wall and think I'm crazy. So,
I just keep on getting you're opening up spiritually, okay? And the other thing, obviously, is protection around yourself, okay? And I'm just getting you need people to help guide you through this, all right? Some classes would be great,
okay?
I do psychic development coaching. That would be good. And, again, I am feeling Native American Indians around you. Obviously, with the dark figure, it is important to have protection around you. But, again, I'm feeling Native Americans around you. And, obviously, there are angels around you, okay, because it's going to open up more. And I'm feeling not only your sisters, but there are others in your family who are not open to this at all, okay?
Yeah.
So, quite frankly...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that confirms it. First of all, I heard you're targeted, and then I saw like a bull, you know, like a dart board, you know,
uh-huh.
with the little round in the hole. Okay, so and you know the center of the hole. So it feels like it's mostly happening to you. And they're so funny, my guides. They're saying you're the oddball of the family. Okay, and I mean that lovingly, obviously, you know. So, no, you can't go to your family for support, you know, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know, I'm hearing there are others who can support you. And I'm also seeing Linda Irwin. I'm seeing her picture, and I'm also seeing the logo that she has, okay? And I feel I feel like she can help you.
Linda Irwin, okay, because I was
actually
told to go see Linda Irwin. Somebody else said that to me, too.
Yeah, so, it's really funny because I'm seeing myself many years ago, okay? This is so funny. Where, first of all, I wanted to find a book, and I went to a book, you know, I went a couple places. I went, you know, and I was reading a lot by women, and I'm like, I don't want to read anything by men. Okay, so I went to one place, you know, I went someplace else, it was like on sale, and I was like, no, and it's the same book. And then finally I went to the public library, and it fell off the bookshelf, and it was the same book, okay? So, you know, do you need to keep hearing it? Give her a call, because obviously she's the one who can help you.
Okay.
They're also wanting you to know that you're not a weirdo, okay? That's important. This is happening for your spiritual development in your own way. Now, I'm going to be blunt. I'm not really into UFOs, okay?
Yeah.
And but that's not my thing. I know there's life on other planets because, you know, I'm open-minded enough to know that the Earth couldn't possibly be all there is.
Right.
I've never really seen a fairy. I've felt them. Okay,
mm-hmm.
But who am I to say that they don't exist? I know that angels and guides and all those exist. So, you know, your truth is your truth. And obviously, you know, Linda has experience with this, okay?
Perfect.
Do I feel you being hurt? As long as no, I feel protection around you. Okay?
Good.
Yeah.
And you know what the weird thing about when I mentioned about the dark figure, it was actually right after my father passed. When I saw that.
It doesn't feel like him, though.
Okay, I didn't think it was. Something different, too, as well.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like him. No, not at all. Okay.
So you don't hear anything from my grandmother or mother or anything like that from that side?
At this moment, no.
Okay.
And quite honestly, for me, I can do mediumship, but on the radio show, I need to be in a different mindset. You know,
totally understand.
Yeah, it's much more draining.
Is it you and Moorhead then?
Yes.
No problem.
Okay.
Thanks, Pam. Appreciate it. Kelly,
okay.
Thank you also.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say just an addendum on there to what Pamela is saying is a lot of times, and the reason you may be seeing a Native American person is, you know, you either A, may have some Native American, you know, ancestors in your background, or the Native Americans acknowledge they call them their star brothers or, you know, star cousins or something like that. So it's like Native Americans very much acknowledge, you know, the star brothers. And if you really look back into stuff, what they used to call the Thunderbirds, we didn't know what those were until the advent of jet age planes when, you know, they were breaking the sound barrier. And it's like if you look at some of the, you know, the cave wall drawings, you know, and that kind of stuff. So, you know, I've looked at a lot of things over time. They have, you know, one of these, I can't remember which one it was, but they have like a picture of, you know, there's a teepee, there's, you know, a warrior on a horse about to shoot a buffalo. And then the very next one is this little guy in a UFO. You're going, wow, what kind of peyote were they smoking? You know, but they've acknowledged us, you know, for a long time. So there's a lot of things on this planet that are just, you know, coming to light, and we are, you know, I'm sorry, I feel woefully ignorant. We've checked out some stuff. There's things on, like, National Geographic. They're finding skeletons, and it was shown excavation. This one particular skeleton, the guy who was, you know, they have the little brushes, and they brush the dirt out and this, that. He was kneeling by the skull. The skull was actually bigger than he was. It's like he was kneeling by the jawbone, and it's like if he'd have stood up, the skull of the thing that they were extracting, it was human, was bigger than he was. And it talks about, you know, I mean, I go back to biblical, I'm very into that, and it talks about the giants in the earth, and it's like I've read some different things on that. So it's like all the stuff that they talk about, history talks about, it's here and it's real. So it's like, you know, call back in. It's like you're never a weirdo on this show, because I'll tell you what, it's like we're open to all possibilities here. So
right.
Welcome to the family. The family is like, he's gone wild. And
and Spiritual Learning Connection. There's a lot of good stuff that goes on over there too. So, you know, come on in, join in, listen in, and if nothing else, you know, if you can't catch it live, it's like catch it in the archives, because we've got all, you know, all of our shows archived. We've been on air for almost a year. It'll be a year. February 17th is our anniversary. So.
And hey, can you, one of you guys just, well, actually, Kelly, because I know you're doing chat, would you just give me her name one more time so I could write it down?
Oh,
sure. Linda. Yes, you betcha. Linda, it's L-I-N-D-A, and Irwin is I-R-W-I-N.
Gotcha.
And
looks
then
like
I haven't.
Everybody's writing it now in chat.
She does have a show, but they haven't been on in January because they've had apparently some real major health issues over there, but she normally does Unseen World. You can get a hold of her. I'll give you her email address because she also does, she did some really neat musical CDs and stuff, and she was having those on special, and I'm thinking she might still have them on special. It's like she's got two CDs, 34 songs, and blah, blah, blah. But her her email address is CNTNUUMX@frontier.com. She's also on Facebook at, it's like if you Google continue, Facebook like Continuum X Headquarters or something like that. So she's got a Facebook page there, and, you know, you can get a hold of her email, and she's really willing to help people because, you know, there's people have a lot of questions about this, and, you know, so many times it's like, you know, people go, oh my goodness, those aren't real. It's like, well, I hate to tell you guys, but we're not the only life in the universe. It's like, unless you want to discount God who created all of it, it's like,
right.
Yeah, just because he never told us that, you know, well, by the way, I created these other guys over here. It's like, I didn't think you know, it's like the government. It's like, I didn't think you needed to know until they show up on your doorstep. So, you know, I think
Definitely.
There's a lot of things that we have yet to find out.
I just want to throw out real quick. I mean, one time I even woke up at like 5 in the morning and I walked outside because it was gorgeous out, just set some coffee on in the kitchen. And I saw a UFO rise up from the neighborhood behind me, go straight up, complete all
wow.
white, and then shot right off in the atmosphere.
Hmm.
So I
wow.
don't know, you know, what that was all about, but I actually taped it, so I actually have it videotaped.
And
Linda was over there. Yeah,
I'm getting Linda would love
library.
To see that, you know.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll let you go, kids. Thank you so much for everything. I really do appreciate it.
Okay.
You
not a problem.
Call back in. You know, it's like call back in and let us know what she says. It's like
okay.
We're always,
I sure
always
will.
It's not that kind of stuff. Have
okay.
a good one.
Thanks. You too. Bye bye.
You bet. Bye.
Mute.
Okay. Let's see here. I'm trying to figure out who we haven't got on yet. It's like we've got three people left. It's like I think we did. I think we've talked to all three of them here because I think we talked to 717. I think we talked to 857, and I think we talked to the 617, so...
Sounds like...
Yeah, and sometimes I think people, you know, call in, and it's like, and it's okay, because, you know, they're in queue, because I do the same thing when I'm listening to shows. I call in because my computer stuff doesn't work correctly, so it's like, yeah, I sit in queue and listen, but anyway, well, we got about a minute. They're going to blog talk us here and say, you've got 90 seconds left, so in 90 seconds, let's recap and tell us one more time about how to get free stuff.
Okay.
All
right. Well, tonight on Spiritual Learning Connection, Dan Rooney, finances with children, okay, and that includes you because we all are big kids. Also, please, www.pamelacummins.com, CUMMINS.com. I have an email special going on, so just click on email readings. Also, if you scroll down and look either on my Facebook page or on my Twitter, Tris LeSage is having a book launch, and seven of us authors are giving away free gifts. It's valued at over $100, or you could just, you know, Google Trish, T-R-I-S-H, LeSage, L-E, capital S-A-G-E. She's got a new book out on numerology, and she will be one of my guests in the future coming up, okay, on the Spiritual Learning Connection. And again, please check it out because it's for a limited time only, you know, and you might as well get these, you know, $100 worth of gifts. And there's a lot of cool authors on there, you know. And you can, you know, check out their books, and whatever one appeals to you, you can, you know, order it. So lots of good stuff going on. And I think that's it, Kelly.
All righty. Sounds good. Sounds really good. And I'm just going to remind everybody to tune in, call in, whatever. It's like Pamela's got her show again on tonight at 8
p.m., and the number is 714-333-3354. So you can call into that live, listen live, or if you got questions, I'm not sure she's really going to be taking questions, but, you know, maybe in, I don't know if you're doing chat either. But
I'll do chat. I just, you know, I got two guests, so I just don't know if we're going to have time, you know,
time.
To take phone calls.
Right.
And he's not a psychic, so, you know, obviously
right.
it's not
right.
readings. But, hey, I mean, you
financial.
Heard all the calls, the finances, my business,
I
you know. He's going to address a lot of that stuff.
Stuff. Yeah,
you know,
and I'm waiting to see how I am. I'm waiting to see how that turns around when Jupiter gets out of retrograde. I think it's going to help a lot. The other thing, you know, if you have two guests on and you need to extend time, you can always extend the time on your show too. Just FYI.
Oh, okay.
We've got up to 2 hours a day that we can do. So it's like, you know, if you feel like you need more time, it's like you can add time, and you know that way everybody, you know, each guest gets like, you know, at least 45 minutes or something like that. So.
Yeah. No. It's him and his daughter. That quite honestly, that
oh, cool.
should be enough. For me, because by 9 o'clock, I'm going to be like...
You're rung out. Yeah,
oh, my
I
God.
Understand.
I've been going since 8 o'clock this morning, so...
Oh, what fun. Well, anyway, we didn't earlier start anymore because the school that my daughter's in, they decided she needed a 7 to 8 a.m. math class, a.m. I'm
oh,
like, going,
God.
Lovely. So it's okay. So we're having really early mornings, and I'm good because I need to be up earlier. It's all right. I just need to go to bed earlier, too.
No, that's too early for me.
Tell me about it. I understand. All righty. Well, thank all you guys for being here today. And, you know, welcome, Rob, to the Psychic Gone Wild family. It's like in our sister show, the Spiritual Learning Connection. And we'll see all you guys again. Remember, you can call in. You know, we don't have it. We're not one of the shows that we have limits on, you know, who can call in and how often or whatever. So you guys are welcome to call in every day if you want to, because we do. We have different people on every day. Although Jethro did mention, it's like, you know, you don't want 20 readings all at once because it messes up, you know, it's like it disturbs the water, so to speak, or something like that. So I was like, okay, I've been corrected. Thank you. we will see you again.
All right.
Either tonight or next week, one or the other. She'll be
all
on
right,
with
everyone.
Us.
Enjoy the rest
Have
of the day.
Excellent.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.